This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To the NFL, because late last night, as MU and KU fans were bummed and ticked off about their programs, there was some positive news we can all rally around, I think. And that is Charles Mennehue's back with the Chiefs on a one-year deal worth up to $7 million. Up to is crucial, meaning it's a hell of a deal because that's only with incentives.
Dirt cheap.
We have been talking about Charles Mennehue the last week or two. And a few people at times would say, well, why are you guys still talking about him? You know, he sent these tweets out. He does, you know, he's upset. And we said, hey, he's emotional. He thought he was going to get a big deal. And the market hasn't been that. And so naturally, he's a little upset. That doesn't mean that he actually is never wants anything to do with Kansas City. We also saw the free agency play out. We know the Chiefs have a serious need at defensive line, still long term, even with this signing, but that they didn't do anything other than the Tillery signing, really, on the defensive line. And we said, why wouldn't you bring back a Mennehue if now the market's not going
to
be...
Came crashing, you know, back to earth on him.
Because everybody saw the Turk Wharton deal and were thinking, oh man, Charles Mennehue's going to get paid. He never got paid. So he's back on a one-year deal. He can prove that he can play a full season. Right? Can he do that? Can he play a full season and then go get a multi-year deal? That's what he's got to be thinking. For the Chiefs, you get a player that works in this system, that is used to playing next to Chris Jones, that knows the scheme, and if he has a great year, he's making $7 million. If he doesn't have a great year, he's making, I haven't seen the base, I'm guessing it's like $4 or $5 million base. It's a hell of a deal. I might act like he's going to have 15 sacks, but at the price and the player we know you're getting, I love the fact that he's back in a Chiefs uniform.
It's a perfect signing. I can't even imagine why anyone would have a single complaint about it. They aren't deep enough on the defensive line, and they can still draft two defensive linemen, three defensive linemen. I don't care. Draft as many as you want in a deep defensive line class where Chris Jones continue to get more expensive and older, and you haven't signed George Karloftis to an extension at this point, so he's not a guaranteed addition. Dane will have a year left on his deal. You're not sure if FAU is going to develop further. Like, if those are the questions, it doesn't change any of the draft philosophy, except now every single position of weakness they have. And we can talk about Mennehue himself and what I expect from them this year. But every single position they have now, they've touched. They have touched offensive line, defensive line, corner, wide receiver, any position in which you had a question about whether or not they were going to need some player in that position. They've touched it. So we can talk about how that affects the draft in just a second. From the Mennehue point, he clearly is the kind of player who does even better when motivated. And he was motivated before because he thought he should have gotten a long-term deal by now. He was deserving of a long-term deal and his big payday. And it looks right now, Charles Omenihu might be stuck as the kind of player who ends up on a one-year deal for the rest of his life, but he's only 27 years old.
Yeah, he'll be 28 before the season.
He was suspended last year, or he's been not suspended. He's been hurt or suspended pretty much every year for five of the last 6 years. He has played 6, 9, 17, 11, and 6 games. If he plays a full 17 this year, it might be a one-year deal. But if he plays a full 17 this year, he might actually get paid this time, especially if he's productive. He had 7 sacks 2 years ago for the Chiefs. He had 1 last year, but in only 6 games. But we just know he works on the outside opposite Karlaftis. Karlaftis, Chris Jones, and Omenihu is enough. And if you get better than him in the draft, then even better. He's a rotational defensive lineman with that kind of skill at up to $7 million. This is better than the Hollywood Brown signing. This is the best free agent signing the Chiefs have made.
I think that it's definitely
bang for your buck.
One of the two. It's definitely between those two. And I can see the argument why it's Omenihu. We've been talking about him, as I said, for weeks, wanting him back in Kansas City. But he has to prove that he can play a full season. That's why the market, I mean, it's pretty simple. The market told you, if you're Charles Omenihu, what you're worth. It wasn't just one team screwing you over. The league said, hey, man, you got to show us, whether it's injury-related or suspension-related, that you can stay on the field. And that's why. He played in 6 games last year, and he had 1 sack. The year before, 11 games and 7 sacks. And so if you're the Chiefs, you're hoping you can get 17 games out of this guy who is coming off a full year by the time they play again, post-ACL. So you're gonna have, hopefully, a healthy player that's fresh and ready to roll right out of the gate. If he can go out there, can he get you 6 to 8 sacks? I don't think that's out of the question. I really don't. He had 7 sacks in 11 games. If he plays the full season, I think 6 to 8 sacks is in play.
Actually, that should be your expectation.
Yeah, that's the range. That's the range for him. And if he does that, that is a huge boost for them across the season while you can ease in a rookie that you draft. But it definitely allows them even more so to take a true best player available if it's somebody you didn't expect to be there. Otherwise, I'm with you where, hey, draft a defensive lineman because you still need long-term answers at pick 31. But if there's someone from another position that you never thought would be there at 31, now I think it's easier to take that player because for at least the 2025 team, you know what your defensive line is looking like, but not beyond 2025. So you still need to address it because there's a good chance Charles Omenihu's not back after this year. But if you would have predicted when free agency opened up that Omenihu was back on this deal, we all would have been like, you're crazy. You're crazy. It's coming out of 1 year, $7 million.
When free agency hit? No. And then even when the market came back down to earth, I thought, okay, what's he going to get? Like a 2 for $20, 1 for $10, up to seven. So like they don't even have to pay him all. They're like pushing part of this money down the road on him. And it's incentive based. So if he gets hurt, they're not even on the hook. And look, that's always a risk. I'll say the one thing that is probably the most concerning about a lot of their free agent signings is Hollywood Brown, injury prone. Charles Omenihu, injury prone. Like, these are not players who have stayed healthy, okay? Like,
that's why you're getting them on the deals you're getting them on. You know?
These are not players who have done a very good job staying on the field. If this time, and like, they got Rice coming off an injury, so they've clearly decided to invest a decent amount, I would say, of their free agency dollars in the hope these guys don't get hurt department. And I'm not saying that's not a risk, but that's also, like you said, to the point, why you're getting them so cheap. Why they're a deal. But yeah, I agree with you. Now that the first round's out, other than the normal ones that I hate, running back, safety, linebacker, if it is not one of those three in the first round, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I can officially say I'm good because they've at least touched every position. They have 4 people who start across the defensive line. They have 3 corners or 4 corners who start. If they had to play football 5 days from now against a team, they could field a qualified NFL roster at every position. So, like,
and they'd
barring
be a favorite,
those 3 positions, I'm good.
And they'd be a favorite against all but maybe 1 team in the league at this point with their current roster. So still got a whole draft to work, and that's where Brett Veach historically has done some of his best work, especially at some of the positions we're talking about. Now, left tackle thing is always going to be banking on now for this season, Jalen Moore. And he spoke yesterday to the media a little bit. He's obviously confident and excited for the opportunity, right? I think the exact quote from Jalen Moore yesterday was, I'm going to go, quote, balls to the wall for this team.
I like that.
Yeah.
Not half-assing it.
Nope.
From that. Look, he's an unknown too because he did a really nice job starting in place of an all-pro left tackle. And at least in my brain, I can make the excuse to be like, because most of the time it's, well, why are they letting him go? Well, because they have Trent Williams. It's not that hard to figure out why they're letting their left tackle walk. And when I looked at the other deals, man, it's tough. It's tough. Like, and I love this deal. Even more than a lot, there's questions I have about a lot of French deals based on dollar amount. They did great with Hollywood Brown. They did great with Aminihue. They got steals on those. And Aminihue, they got a steal because they're just willing to wait, not meet his number. He clearly wanted more and would have taken more
from
somewhere
else. They said, go test the market, man. Go test the market. That's unfortunately not what we're going to pay you. And the market agreed, clearly.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.